Shaka Chip Fatah Jr.'s three-week-long court battle with federal prosecutors ended today. A jury convicted Fatah of 22 of 23 federal bank and tax fraud charges. Despite facing about 4 years in federal prison, Fatah maintains confidence that he'll find a way out, as WHYY's Bobby Allen reports.
Shortly after the jury foreman read guilty for 22 counts, Fatah confidently strolled out of the courtroom on the 16th floor of Philadelphia's federal courthouse.
I look forward to a vigorous appeal after sentencing.
Does he regret representing himself and rejecting the free public defender? Not even a little.
I didn't want the representation that I was faced with, primarily because of workload issues and stuff like that, having nothing to do with the particular quality of the lawyers that I was assigned.
Is there anything you wish you did differently over the course of the week?
Absolutely not.
Key to the prosecutor's case was the help of Matthew Amato, Fatah's former roommate and business partner. Amato pleaded guilty to lavishly spending a bank loan intended for working capital for a small business. Amato later wore a wire for the FBI and caught Fatah discussing some of his schemes. Prosecutors played up Fatah's swanky lifestyle to jurors, mentioning his Hermes ties, Italian suits, and $15,000 debt at the Capitol Grill.
So I think that this was kind of like almost like the Wild Wild West,
right,
in many respects, in which everything was allowed that would be to the detriment the defendant, in this case, my son.
That's 11-term Congressman Shaka Fatah, who faces trial on a separate federal corruption case in May. He suggested that the government was out to get his family.
The same identical group of people who've been pursuing me just by accident, right, having nothing to do with me, right, are in this.
The congressman says he's not going to let the government besmirch the Fatah name. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.